you know, the Fed in the statement acknowledged that core inflation had been declining and below their target. That was new, so that comes as a surprise to them. But what Jay Powell seemed to do was take what was construed as a dovish statement and then kiboshed it in the press conference when he said that his belief was that it was temporary. I would take the other side of that bet. I remember Janet Yellen a couple of years ago also telling us that the weakness in core inflation was temporary. And here we are today, just a couple of years later, and back decisively below 2%. So I think the surprise for the Fed is going to be twofold. I think that their bullish prognosis on the economy in the second half of the year is going to be put to the test. And I think that core inflation is going to continue to drift lower because from my analysis, aggregate demand growth is running below aggregate supply growth. That's going to cause underlying inflation to continue to drift lower and be the big surprise, I think, for the markets and for the Fed between now and the end of the year.
So then you don't think the market was wrong in pricing in a rate cut as soon as it has?
I didn't think that the market was wrong pricing in a rate cut. I think if you look at the historical record on this thing, when the Fed presses the pause button for an elongated period of time after a tightening cycle, the next move is actually to cut interest rates. When the Fed cuts interest rates, and look, you don't need a recession for this. They cut rates aggressively in 1986. They cut rates in 1995. Late 2002 into mid-2003, the Fed cut rates twice. We were a year and a half out of recession. So you don't even need a recession call for the Fed to lower the funds rate. And so they're going to move. If they're going to move at all, they're going to move more than once. So I think if anything, the market's not priced for enough Fed easings, say call it over the course of the next year. So my fundamental belief, and this will be the surprise to people that think the U.S. economy is in such fundamentally great shape, that things are going to be weakening in the course of the next 12 months, and the Fed is going to cut interest rates. I'll say one more thing. The Fed has let everybody believe that neutral Fed funds rate is around, say, 2.5%, 2.75%. The short-term neutral Fed funds rate is about 75, 100 basis points below that level. So I think when we come out of the wash, as we always do, and we look with the benefit of history, we're going to say, aha, once again, the Fed over-tightened this cycle. That's the one thing I think that the president's economics team is probably right on, that the Fed did overstep the bounds for only the 10th time in the past 50 years.
So is there politics at play here then? I mean, if the Fed had gone ahead with signaling a rate cut sooner, I mean, could it be seen as sort of capitulating to the president on his repeated calls for rate cuts?
Well, you know, I don't think that politics is playing a role here. My sense is that, you know, Jay Powell drew a line in the sand and said, oh, well, you know, we're not just looking at, say, the core PC deflator. We're looking at a range of indicators telling us that this decline in core inflation could be temporary. So he brought up to a lot of people outside of the market an arcane statistic, which is the Dallas trim mean inflation series, the Dallas Fed series, which basically strips out the extremes on the low end and the high end, and that stuck around 2%. I think that's all well and good. My sense is, though, it comes down to the economy. You focus on two curves, aggregate demand, aggregate supply. I think anybody that buys into the 3.2% GDP number, which was influenced by excess inventories and a decline in imports, statistically adding to GDP, the key number in the GDP number on Friday, last Friday, was real final sales in the private sector, 1.3%. We have a good feel for the supply side is growing somewhere close to 2%. So I'm not looking at the Dallas trim mean and looking at some arcane statistic. I'm looking at the underlying pressures between supply and demand. And I would say that, you know, maybe Jay Powell and the Fed is very bullish on the outlook for the second half of the year on the demand side. I'm not. So I see disinflationary pressures building in the next 6 to 12 months on top of a core inflation rate that's already below target, and that will lead the Fed to cut interest rates. So, no, I don't think this is about political. I think it really comes down to, you know, Jay Powell having a certain forecast, and my forecast happens to be different than his. So yeah. I have to place a bet down, and my bet is that they will be actually cutting rates past the second half of the year.